Micha chapter 1. The word of Yahweh that came to Micha of Moresheth in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, Chizkiah, sovereigns of Yehuda, which he saw concerning Shomeron and Jerusalem. Hear, all you peoples, listen, O earth, and all who are in it, and let the Master Yahweh be a witness against you, Yahweh from his set-apart Hechal. For look, Yahweh is coming out of his place, and he shall come down and shall tread on the high places of the earth, and the mountains shall melt under him, and the valleys be cleft as wax before the fire, as waters poured down a steep place. All this is for the transgression of Yaakov, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Yaakov? Is it not Shomeron? And what are the high places of Yehuda? Are they not Yerushalayim? And I shall make Shomeron a heap in the field, places for planting a vineyard, and I shall pour down her stones into the valley, and uncover her foundations. And all her carved images shall be beaten in pieces, and all her harlot fees be burned with the fire, and all her idols I shall lay waste, for she gathered it from the harlot fee of a whore, and they shall return to the harlot fee of a whore. Because of this I lament and howl, I go stripped and naked, I make a lamentation like jackals, and a mourning like ostriches, for her wounds are incurable, for it has come to Yehuda, it has come to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. Do not declare it in Gath, weep not at all in Beit Afra, roll yourself in the dust. Pass by in nakedness and shame, you inhabitant of Shafir. The inhabitant of Ta'anan has not gone out. The lamentation of Beit Etzel takes from you its standing place. Though the inhabitants of Maroth waited for good, yet evil came down from Yahweh to the gate of Jerusalem. O inhabitant of Lachish, harness the chariot to the horse. She was the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, for the transgressions of Israel were found in you. Therefore you shall give parting gifts to Moresheth Gath, the houses of Achzif becoming a deception to the sovereigns of Israel. Again I shall bring a dispossessor to you, O inhabitant of Maresha. The esteem of Israel shall come to Adullam. Make yourself bold, and cut off your hair for the children of your delight. Enlarge your boldness like an eagle, for they shall be exiled from you,